Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 443 for Tuesday, June 21st. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down sharply Tuesday morning, seeing follow-through fund selling after dropping below support yesterday. Additional sell stops were hit today as prices fell to their lowest levels in 2 months. Canola, it's down $10 to $17. The November contract down $16.70 in early trade at $490.70 per ton. Declines in the Chicago soy complex put spillover pressure on canola. Relatively favorable crop conditions across most of Western Canada and the U.S. Midwest were bearish as well, although there are still enough areas of concern to provide some underlying support. Scale-down commercial demand and ideas canola is starting to look oversold, helped limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower, with good weather behind much of the early selling. Soybeans down 4 to 17 cents, the November contract down 16 at 11.16 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 73% good to excellent in the latest weekly USDA report. That's down by 1 point in that category from the previous week. The slight decline was expected, and attention is now focused on the upcoming weather forecasts, which look close to ideal in many areas. Chart-based selling added to the declines with some stops hit on the way down. For corn, prices are down 4 to 17 cents, the September contract down 16 at 410 per bushel. Good Midwestern weather and stable crop ratings were also bearish for corn today. The USDA left its condition rating for corn unchanged on the week, with 75% still in the good to excellent category. Traders had been bracing for a slight decline. Some technical support levels were also being taken out in corn. Wheat futures, they're down 4 to 7 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 7 at 480 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure kept wheat pointed lower, with 25% of the U.S. winter wheat crop now in the bin. A slight decline in the spring wheat condition ratings in the U.S. did provide support, although 76% of that crop is still rated good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, June 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.